USA Radio News. Peace talks between the leaders of Russia and Ukraine could be in the works. A Ukrainian negotiator says draft peace treaty documents could set the stage for direct talks between Russian President Putin and Ukrainian President Zelensky. There are reports that two leaders could meet in Turkey to discuss an end to the war. Gas prices are dropping again. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20, down from last week's average of $4.24. California still has the highest average, with a gallon costing $5.86. Former President Donald Trump held a rally in Washington Township, Michigan, Saturday night.
They want to destroy our country, and they want to destroy the American dream. They don't want you to have the American dream. One of the first bills a Republican Congress will pass is to dramatically increase funding for ICE and Border Patrol and law enforcement.
This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The U.S. is expected to help transfer Soviet-era tanks to Ukraine during the Russian invasion. The news comes after Ukrainian President Zelensky has repeatedly requested additional tanks and military equipment from the U.S. and other NATO countries.
Just give us missiles. Give us airplanes.
A man was killed, two women wounded in a shooting at a Virginia mall Saturday night. Norfolk police were called to MacArthur Center around 6:25 p.m. The women who were shot in their ankles were taken to a hospital with injuries that weren't believed to be life-threatening. President Biden and the First Lady celebrated the commissioning of the Navy's Virginia-class attack submarine USS Delaware Saturday.
Thank you to everyone involved in bringing this submarine to service, for those who laid the keel, for those sailors who will crew it, and all through all the years to come.
The ceremony at the Port of Wilmington took place after a two-year delay due to the pandemic. The USS Delaware, the first to be commissioned in the water. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Dinosaur tracks from 112 million years ago have been damaged in southeastern Utah by heavy machinery used to rebuild a boardwalk at the popular tourist area. The damage at the Mill Canyon dinosaur track site is minor, but some footprints had fractures around the rims. The Bureau of Land Management said an area where a prehistoric crocodile crossed a mudflat appeared to have been driven over multiple times by a backhoe, causing fracturing. The site is considered among the most important dinosaur track areas in the nation, containing tracks from at least 10 different species.
It was a dark of the moon on the 6th of June.
70s country pop artist C.W. McCall has died. McCall scored a massive number one in 1975 with Convoy, which took advantage of the CB craze of the 70s and inspired the 1978 film Convoy, starring Kris Kristofferson, and went on to become the mayor of Ouray, Colorado in 1986. McCall, who had been in hospice care since February, was 93. The career of legendary basketball coach Mike Krzyzewski came to a close last night. His Duke Blue Devils were eliminated from the NCAA tournament with an 81-77 loss to rival North Carolina in the Final Four.
I wanted my seasons to end where my team was either crying tears of joy or tears of sorrow, because then you knew that they gave everything.
Krzyzewski ends his storied college career with 5 national championships, 13 Final Four appearances, and 1,129 wins. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Russell.